Last night, the Northfield City Council met, and the big thing was street reconstruction projects for downtown next year. Joining us now in studio is Northfield City Administrator Ben Martin. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
And also the, is it Engineering Manager?
That is correct.
Did I get that right?
Manager.
Sean Simonson. Sean, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us, Jeff.
Let's talk, first of all, the mayor is not with us today because she had a convention, is that correct?
Yep, Sage, some other official duties out of state, so she'll be heading back soon.
All right. Let's talk about the street reconstruction, because that was really the big thing, and that's why we have Sean in now. Let me see if I got this right. Is this kind of the last hurdle to clear the as far as the design and move everything forward?
Yeah, when they award it to go for bids, we solicit bids from the contractors. That's the last major step in approving the project. Of course, when they accept the bids and award the contract, which is coming up in March, that will be the final step. In April, that'll be the final step where we actually start work after that.
All right, let's talk about what is the final design. Has it? It's gone through a lot of changes over the course of the last 6 months or so while you've been working on it. Some have been minor, some have been a little more than just a minor. Talk about the highlights of what you finally did approve last night.
So this project, had a pretty robust public communication process, and rightfully so, very visible project in our downtown area. So back in December, the council approved the concept for design, which included raised intersection, parking bays, travel lanes, valley gutters, a lot of pedestrian facilities to help with pedestrian safety and cars moving along all in the same environment. So when that process was done back in December, then we take it to final design.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we've been through the final design with everything, the concept, is just kind of on paper, but now we get to the actual details of the design where everything's surveyed and we can lay everything out to the, tenth of an inch if we need to be that accurate. And that's how we arrived to where we're at now with the final design that we have in front of us.
All right. And we're talking once again, Sean Simonson with us. We were talking before we went on the air. You've been through this a couple of times. This is a big project, a very visible downtown at a very, one of Northfield's busiest intersections, a stretch of land. You've been through this a couple of times with other projects in downtown. This will probably be the biggest, but it's kind of nice to have a little experience to fall back on.
Yeah, I've been, I think it's around 18 years, so I've been through the Washington 5th area when we did 4th Street. So, you pick up a few pointers along the way of what works good in these areas and what doesn't, and we carry that forward to each project that we do, and hopefully we can make this one hard on the people that are around there as possibly. And, there always is going to be disruption, and we just try to limit that to times when it's convenient.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the disruption. disruption during the destruction. Let's start off with Washington Street. Washington Street is going to be redone, not as totally, though, as 6th and 7th Streets are in that area. That's basically a millet overlay, but there'll be a few design changes, too, aren't there?
Yeah, that is correct. Now, Washington Street is just slated as a mill and overlay from Woodley to 2nd Street.
Mm-hmm.
But there is going to be bump outs added at all the intersections, 26-foot wide bump outs at all the intersections with the exception of 6th Street. So that one won't be as evasive as Division Street is. When we do Division Street, we're going to phase it out where Division Street's going to get done first. During that process, Washington Street has to be maintained as two-way traffic at all times at that time. So we won't be working on the north-south major routes at the same time, Division and Washington.
All right, that's good, because Division Street will likely be blocked off for of the summer.
Yeah, that's correct. With a reconstruction, we have to replace the sanitary, the water main, storm sewer pipes, so there will be digging. Now, we do partial areas at a time, so we don't dig up, from 6th to 8th all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
We'll keep it confined to smaller areas to help with the business traffic during construction. Now, the road obviously will be closed, but it'll be open to local traffic, and we'll try to maintain traffic and access to businesses at all times if possible.
All right, yeah, there's going to be several businesses affected, right on 7th Street there. Sixth, seventh. Yeah, that'd be seventh. Of course, we have Napa. Is that going to be dug up on both sides of the road? Will people be able to get to the business?
Yeah, what we've talked with Napa, we've been working with them intimately throughout this process, and Dan's been very helpful for us. We'll put in specifications that only allow closures at certain times. When we do the biggest thing is when we pour the concrete, where you can't drive on the concrete. They have a wide enough driveway. We'll do half of it at a time, leave half of it open. And we'll try to minimize those disruptions as much as possible to help the businesses.
All right. Now, I believe at the same time, Econo Foods is going to be remodeling their store as well. Will that have a big impact on as far as traffic, and whether it be pedestrian or trucks or cars or anything else?
Yeah, and that's one of the big things that Napa also has talked about is the truck deliveries during the project.
Mm-hmm.
Econo itself has, I believe, three accesses into their property. The one on 6th Street obviously will never be touched during this project. So when we have multiple accesses like that, we work on one area at a time. We don't close down both accesses at once. So that's something that we'll be working on as we do the project also.
All right. Once again, Sean Simonson is with us. He is the engineering manager, along with City Administrator Ben Martig. We're talking about the reconstruction project slated for 2018 a little bit later on. Let's go on the west side of Division, down 6th and 7th Streets. Are they going to be affected very much? Water, I take it, will be open. Water Street will be open the whole time?
Yeah, that is correct. Most of the disruption on the reconstruction, when we have to go out into them side streets, is to connect to the existing utility systems.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Water Street was done in 99, a year right before I got here. So all them utilities have been stubbed into the 7th Street corridor area.
Okay.
So our disruption out into Water Street will be very minimal with this project.
All right. That's good news. So we'll have the traffic will basically have two major roads, Washington and Water Street, that will be open the whole time.
That is correct. And then once Division is done, Division will be open right away.
Okay. Well, is there a particular routing system that you have to work out for all that? Will there be places that you direct people to turn, and detours, I guess?
Yeah. We're currently just tidying up the traffic control plan, but Water Street will probably be the major north-south connection throughout the construction. Again, Washington will be open when Division is closed, and then once Division is completed, Then we start more work on Washington, then Division will be back open as that north-south route. And plus, of course, we have the County Road 1 closure this summer, which will probably send some more traffic towards Northfield, too, because the detour itself does come down to 246, or Woodley, as we call it. And so that'll actually add a little bit of traffic to our area, too, but hopefully everybody stays on the correct detour and can navigate their way through town.
Oh, boy, and as far as information as you go, is all that going to be available on the city's websites?
Yeah, we have a project website, and there's also the Notify Me app that we have with the project, where people can sign up to receive emails on project updates as we go through.
You know, and people are going to notice the changes in the roads and designs, but I think one of the big things is some of the extras and some of the design elements that have been put into this design that will just make the whole place a little more, feel more part of downtown and part of Northfield in general.
Yeah, you know, that the city adopted the downtown streetscapes plan back in the early 2000s, and a lot of the concepts that were bringing forth on this are just carryovers of stuff that we have. I mean, we're not adding a whole bunch of new different design elements. You know, it's going to be the bike racks and the benches, the trash receptacles that we have common throughout the downtown area. The retaining walls, they're all going to look very similar to what we've been using. It's not a big change of anything. It's just a continuation of what we've started.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to, you know, private businesses and development have really started to expand themselves and transform that end of the downtown area. And this is going to make the whole thing a whole lot more cohesive and, by the time it's done, a lot more manageable to get to. So, looking forward to it. Let's go back to City Administrator Martig. The timeline from here, okay, this is approved. Is the next step, does it go out for bids?
I think I'll still keep it with Sean. He's trying to get me involved there, Jeff, but I'll let Sean talk about that because I know he's the expert on it.
Yeah, so the project will be advertised starting next Wednesday, I believe is the 14th, if I'm not mistaken. And I believe the bid opening is April 5th. So once we open bids, we will look at the bids, and then the project award is scheduled for April 17th. And construction with a project of this size and the timelines that we have, we expect to start that right away in early May. Usually we're kind of pinned by when road restrictions come off, and they're on already, so usually about an eight-week window from when those go on, it puts us right into the end of April right now.
All right. Well, I lost my question in that. But, oh, the construction business in general, what is the climate right now? Do you feel like you're going to get some competitive bids? We hear so much about the damage done by natural disasters, Florida, Houston, California. Are the prices of different construction elements and materials, is that going to be pretty high this year?
You know, we haven't had any street construction bids. Rice County had their County Road 1 opening bid last weekend. Their bids did come in under the engineer's estimate, so I'm hopeful that our estimates will, or our prices will come in good. A lot of things that drive that. Oil price is a big thing for a lot of our projects because we use bituminous and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, that's been fairly stable, so that's always good for us. Concrete prices and stuff like that, I haven't heard a huge increase in a lot of that stuff. So, again, with the County Road 1 bids coming in, underestimate last week, that's encouraging for us that we're going to get good prices.
Good. You don't want any surprises there.
No, definitely not.
All right. Once again, the City Engineering Manager Sean Simonson is with us, along with City Administrator Ben Martig. Ben, let's move on to you now. The other big thing you had talked about last night, and it was as far as upcoming agenda items, you have several things, including the State of the City address that's coming up.
That's right. Mark your calendars for March 19th, Monday evening. We'll be at the White Center and their new Performing Arts Center. I don't think I'm going to get the pronunciation right. I was trying to get it last night. Is it the Crakeham Theater?
I believe so,
Crakeham Theater, mm-hmm. All right. So we'll have it's a free event open to the public. It's sponsored through our Business and Tourism Center, including the Chamber of Commerce, the NDDC, the NEC, and the CVB, and then also Northfield Rotary is sponsoring it as well. And we're going to have a little hour presentation. There'll be some awards. We have fourth and fifth graders. There's an essay contest out there, so parents, if you have a fourth or a fifth grader, please check out our website. If you don't have that, if they didn't come home with one from school, we have a contest. It's a short one-page essay about being mayor for the day. What would you do? Kind of building off of the League of Minnesota Cities. They do that annually, kind of in the late summer around the state fair. There'll be some cash awards, chamber bucks that some kids will get with winners. And we also have new this year a board and commission member excellence award related to our leaders on our board and commissions of the city being nominated by their peers to consider being nominated for an excellence award. So we look forward to that. And an ethics award through the high school students will be nominating and talking about a lot of great projects and things going on with the city. So again, March 19th, encourage you to mark your calendar. There's going to be a reception afterwards with some desserts and refreshments. It's free as well. So come join us and learn about the city in a beautiful theater. I was just in there for the first time yesterday, and I was just blown away about how beautiful it is. So
yeah, I have not been in there. I'm looking forward to that, though. They've been open now for a few months, and I'd like to check that out. March the 19th, it's on my calendar. Terry wanted me to also ask you about a couple other things. Number one was a traffic study. I meant to kind of segue into that after the street construction, but tell us about the traffic survey.
Cover that one.
With the division and 7th Street reconstruction and Washington Street project, council also wanted us to look at intersection analysis on Washington and 6th, Division and 6th, Division and 7th, and also the Washington and 4th intersection. Traffic counts were done, and intersection analysis was done for stop signs, always stops at those intersections. The Division and 6th and the Division and 7th did come back that those intersections should stay status quo and remain as minor stops.
Mm-hmm.
On Washington, they looked at the Washington and 4th intersection, and we also had an existing Washington and 5th intersection design that was done previously in 2016. The Washington and 4th intersection, they did, right now is currently a four-way stop. That did come back that could be converted to a minor stop, which again would be stop signs just on 4th Street and leave Washington Street as the through street.
Okay.
And then revert back to the study that was done in 2016 on Washington and 5th, which did warrant putting a four-way stop in there where it's currently a two-way stop. So that is the recommendation from the studies that were completed. So in the end, What has been proposed and what will be done is Washington and 5th will become an all-way stop.
Mm-hmm.
Washington and 4th will be converted to a minor stop, and the Division 7th, Division and 6th will stay as is.
So if you're traveling, you're on 2nd Street, traveling south, you'll hit one stop sign?
That is correct. You'll hit one stop sign at Washington and 5th and once this project is completed.
So it's going to be one block down from the where it is current.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Lastly, bid packages for the NAFRS facility. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I gave a little announcement last night. Jeff, you were asking Sean earlier about the construction environment that they have, and streets are kind of one niche, and we've got building projects. We got our bids in for the fire station project. Unfortunately, not good news to share. We're using a construction manager firm, which has multiple bid packages where we hired somebody to manage the process. So we had, of our 23 bid packages, we received only 11 of the 23 actual bids on those. And of those 11, only 5 of them had multiple bidders with that. Additionally, with the ones that we actually have bids on, the lowest bids that came in within those categories, if we accepted those and got other competitive bids related to the other packages, we'd be basically blowing our entire contingency because we're higher on those estimates than what we came in at. So unfortunately, we don't have a complete project as of yet based on the bids that we received. So we're really trying to navigate what are our options going forward and how do we get our project moving ahead. So we're going to be having some committee meetings with NAFRS this week with the facility committee. We're going to have potentially a special NAFRS board meeting next week if that gets lined up with our membership. And then the council had scheduled the discussion on the fire station project next week, but we might be actually taking action that night as well related to the project. So that's the environment that we're in. I'll talk a little bit more on next week about what we've heard as far as mm-hmm. why the bids didn't come in. I think right now the number one reason we've heard, there are many, but I think the number one thing is just we're in a robust construction environment mm-hmm. in the commercial industry, and so that's created a situation where there's a lot of work already kind of going on out there. We also heard from some that even on worker needs within companies to be able to grow to meet some of that demand is limited as well. So if you're a young person looking to get into the trades, we keep hearing that people need plumbers, electricians, construction people in those areas, and they're great jobs. But we're seeing that right now with the competitive environment, some other issues. But we'll roll up our sleeves and figure out what the next steps are and see how we can get this thing off the ground. But right now we've got some challenges.
All right. Ben, Sean, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it. We'll keep in touch with you as the project rolls on in 2018, the downtown project. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Jeff.
Northfield City Administrator Ben Martig and the engineering manager Sean Simonson.